This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Duffy and the Royals are playing host to Dylan Bundy and the Orioles, and Kansas City's offense gets right to work in the first.
And that's a base hit to left field. And that will go to the wall. Moustakas doubles, Kane doubles, and the Royals lead 1-0 in the first. Stroke to left, one hop to Alex. They're going to wave him home. Hop to Salvi. And Trumbull didn't even reach home plate.
Keeping the game a little bit longer. Speaking of that,
that ball might get wet.
Comes a pitch and a drive out into right center field in the gap and a dive, but the ball is down. Kane around third. Here he comes to score, and the Royals have the lead.
Popped up. He's got it.
The Orioles leave the possible tying run at third, and the Royals win 3-2. The Royals have now won four of their last five games. Both starters pitch well, but each man gets a no decision, and all eight of Bundy's outings in 2017 have been quality starts. The Royals are playing some of their best baseball of the season, and Ned Yost sees his club improve to 14-21 on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. It's a, you know, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Just did a great job of, you know, finding a hole in the gap. It was a big hit right there. I mean, you look at our game tonight, you know, extremely good pitching, good defense, and timely hitting was how you could sum that up.
When did Gordo feel that tightness?
On that ball that was hit over his head a little bit is when he felt it on Joseph's ball that got over his head to score the second run. It was when he felt it. So he's just – it's a day-to-day thing. We'll see how he feels tomorrow.
And then – Duffy.
Duffy threw the ball great. The one wild pitch, if it wasn't for that, he'd have probably been a winner. But, just did a great job of keeping us in the game. Phenomenal changeup today. Really, really good slider. And did a nice job with his fastball. At times, it got up in the zone, but he'd make adjustments and get it back down in the zone. Just did a great job. Yeah, it was a great read. It was a great read. Great read on Hawes's and a great slide. I mean, it was just, they made a good play. They threw the ball right on the money at the plate, and Hawes did everything he could to score and just barely missed out. Yeah, that was a huge homer at that point, to give us the lead. I mean, Baltimore has a tremendous pitching staff, and you know that you're going to be locked into probably a low run, low scoring game, especially when you got Duff on the mound out there. And, that was a big run at the time. Huge. Yeah, that was a huge play. That was one of those where, base hit, you could see Gordy beating on it, bearing down, and you're just thinking to yourself, please send him, please send him. Gordy made a perfect throw to the plate. He's pretty good at it. I mean, he's got tremendous instincts when it comes to base running, and couple that with the long stride and the great speed that he has makes it easy for him to do.
Brandon Moss finishes 1-for-4 with a big home run against Dylan Bundy. Here's the Royal slugger.
Yeah, obviously the guy swung the bat really, really well on the road.
Sorry.
What happened?
This is Brandon Moss's first Salvi splash. So when I heard an oh my gosh, you'll know next time.
Shouldn't that have happened to Haas?
He's had a bunch of them lately. Okay. It was your turn. Anyway, a little chill. You can handle it. Yeah, I know you're okay. So let's talk about stringing some wins together.
Yeah, the guys swung the bats really well on the road trip. I wish I could say I was included in that, but that hasn't been the case. But they did, and you know, we put some runs up for the pitchers, and the pitchers went out and continued to do what they've been doing. And same thing tonight. Duff came out and threw a great game, and the bullpen came in and locked it down. It was a great game, and we got enough hits tonight to get a win.
You talk about not contributing as much as you want, yet you hit a monster home run up into the fountains tonight in a very close tie game. How much does that help you from a standpoint of picking your team up there?
You know, and honestly, when you hit a home run in a game this close like that, and the offense hasn't gotten going yet in the game, it feels really good because I haven't been contributing very much. And, you know, you take that home with you every night when you don't contribute. So to be able to do something and to give the team a brief lead and then it ended up being a big run, it felt good.
What's that feeling like off the bat when I'm sure you know immediately and that thing's flying up to the second tier?
Strangely enough, it feels a lot like when you miss the ball. And I would know a lot about that, but you know, it feels good. Obviously, especially when you're scuffling to square one up against a guy that's throwing a really good game, who's been throwing really well all year, it feels good.
Great. Danny Duffy does not factor into Friday's decision, but he's happy to see his club get a win.
I was pretty pleased with it. I think we found something with my changeup slot today, and we were able to put people away. Not as much as I would have liked, but we were able to put people away 0-2-1-2 more than we have recently. So my team did a great job of you know, playing as hard as possible and getting the job done when they were called upon. So I was really pleased.
Tough hitting lineup too. I mean, you got to be kind of careful 1-9.
Yeah, and you know, I know the bottom of the lineup this whole year has kind of done a good job of against me of putting the ball in play and getting knocked. So I just tried to stay as locked in as possible. I was extremely competitive today. I did not at any point want to give the ball up, and you know, Skipper made the right decision to put Jack in there. But I wanted to pitch 13 innings today. That's how good I felt. So you know, it was a good start, a good step forward, and we won the game, so that's all that matters.
Did you get a little boost from that play by Gordo and Love?
Oh yeah, but as soon as I saw the go sign, I was like, yeah, this inning's over. You know, and it's no knock to Trumbo or the speed of anybody or, you know, the call, but every time I've seen Gordo throw out, you know, so many people in my career, and yeah, you just come to expect it, and he's such a great defensive player and great player all around. And again, dude, like when I saw the go sign, I was like, yep, I'm going into the dugout. That's a wrap.
So you're still surprised when you see that team's test of him?
Oh, that's the surprising part, you know, but you know, they're trying to be aggressive in that situation, all jokes aside, and I respect the heck out of that. So, but I you know, it's just something about Gordo that, you know, he gets the job done, and couldn't be more fortunate to have him in left field.
Also, that one-handed grab he made against the wall almost throws him out of second.
Yeah, I thought he might have had him, and it was close, he was safe. But, again, you just come to expect that stuff, and you can't say that about a whole lot of people in this game. There's just a handful of people that you know is going to get the job done.
The Royals will try to continue their strong play on Saturday when Nate Karns takes the mound at Kauffman Stadium.